在我来之前呢，我跟这个 Eric 讲说哈，我这次聚会交通的题目呢是这个交托那忠心的人。
Before I came, I spoke with Brother Eric and I told him that the theme of my sharing this conference would be commit to those who are faithful.
那后来我发现呢，这个 WCCC 啊，1991年的时候用过这个题目啊。
Later, I discovered that that was the topic that was shared in the 1991 West Coast Christian Conference.
所以我就想说呢，是不是能够换一个题目的
？So I thought to myself, perhaps I can change to another theme.
本来我就想说呢，或者简单一点就叫做交托与忠心。
I thought then perhaps I can just simplify and say to commit and to be faithful.
那不过呢，当我在主面前呢，等候了很久啊。
But as I waited before the Lord for quite a long time,
我这个题目好像一直呢都觉得不太妥当。
It seems as if this theme is not very correct.
所以今天下午呢，主就给我了一个题目。
So this afternoon, the Lord gave me a topic.
我想我还是用主给我的题目是最好的。
Now, therefore, I believe it is the best to use what the Lord has given me.
今天早晨呢，我们的弟兄已经告诉我们。
This morning, our brother has already shared with us.
有时候我们想这样很好。
Sometimes we think this is the best.
但是主想那样比较好。
But the Lord feels this other thing is better.
所以我们还是应当照着主所想的比较好。
Therefore, we have to think as the Lord, and that would be the best.
那我这次要交通的题目是什么呢？
Therefore, what is my topic that I would like to share this time?
那我们先读一处圣经哈。
Let us first turn to a Bible scripture.
请弟兄姊妹打开彼得后书。
Let us turn to 1 Peter.
No, 2 Peter.
2 Peter.
彼得后书。
2 Peter.
第一章第十二节到十五节。
2 Peter chapter 1 verses 11 to 15.
彼得后书第一章第十二节到十五节。
2 Peter chapter 1 verses 12 to 15.
你们虽然晓得这些事，并且在你们已有的真道上坚固，我却要将这些事常常提醒你们。我以为应当趁我还在这帐篷的时候提醒你们，激发你们，因为知道我脱离这帐篷的时候快到了，正如我们主耶稣基督所指示我的，并且我要尽心竭力使你们在我去世以后时常纪念这些事。
Wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them, and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I was put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ hath showed me. Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance.
所以呢，我的题目呢是什么呢？就是在主里面的提醒和激发。
Therefore, what is my topic? That is, in the Lord, I would like to cause you to always remember these things and be established in the truth.
或者简单的说呢，就是提醒和激发。
Simply put, it is to remind and to stir.
当然，这个提醒呢，不是我来提醒。和激发弟兄姊妹。
Of course, this remembrance is not for me to remind brothers and sisters and to stir brothers and sisters to mind.
虽然我现在也有一点，也有了老了一点啊。
Now, even though I'm getting older in age.
但是呢，我还不够资格。
But I'm still not qualified.
因为呢，我还没有像使徒们这么大的年纪。
Because I am not as old as the apostles.
并且呢，我的经历呢也赶不上他们这么的丰富。
And also, my experience is not as rich and abundant as the apostles.
所以这次呢，我们要用使徒们的他们的经历来提醒我们，来激发我们。
Therefore, this time we'd like to use the experiences of the apostles to remind us and to stir us to remembrance.
所以这次呢，我是用新约圣经中三个使徒。
Therefore, I'd like to use three apostles that is in the New Covenant.
就是彼得、保罗和约翰。
That is Peter, Paul, and John.
那么用他们最后所写的书信来提醒我们，来激发我们。
To use their last epistles to remind us and to stir us to mind.
我们知道这三位使徒
We know that these three apostles,
他们一生对主都有非常丰富的经历,
they have very rich, abundant experiences with the Lord.
那么在他们离世之前,
now before they departed from this world,
他们都分别写下了很重要的一些书信,
they each have wrote very important epistles.
那彼得写了彼得后书,
Peter wrote 2 Peter.
那么保罗写了提摩太后书,
for Paul, he wrote 2 Timothy.
那么约翰写了约翰一二三书,
for John, he wrote the epistles of 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John.
我们知道这些书信都是非常重要的书信,
we know that these letters are very important.
当他们知道他们快要离开这个世间,
before, when they knew that they are about to leave this world,
所以呢,他们要把内心深处所有的负担, 那么要告诉所有的圣徒们,
therefore, they had a heavy burden within their hearts to tell these to the saints.
而这些末了的话呢, 都是很重要的提醒,很重要的激发,
and these very last words serve as a very important reminder and a very important to stir us to mind.
我想我们都知道这三个使徒, 他们在新约时代中, 他们的执事所占有的分量是何等的重,
I believe that everyone is aware of the weight that these three apostles had in their ministries in the New Covenant.
他们三个人的执事加起来几乎是大部分新约的内容。
You can say that the sum of these three ministries put together is the bulk of the content that is in the New Covenant.
所以在他们年老的时候,
therefore in their elderly age,
他们有的是面对的那个寻道,
as they are facing martyrdom,
这个时候他们非常的成熟,
at this time they are very mature,
他们非常的老练,
they are very experienced,
他们也非常的丰富,
they are very rich.
所以呢, 最后的话呢, 我们晓得可以说是最重要的一些话,
therefore these very last words we can say they are the most important words,
也是他们一生的精华, 经历的精华在其中,
they are also the very essence of all their experiences throughout their life.
弟兄姊妹, 为什么 彼得在这里说,我要提醒你们,激发你们呢?
Brothers and sisters, why is it here that Peter says, I must call you to remembrance and stir you?
这个提醒呢,就是提醒我们已经知道的。
Now this reminder is to remind us of what we already know.
希望我们不要忘记,
that we will not forget.
这个激发做什么呢?
What is it to stir us to
激发我们就是要叫我们能够殷勤地起来追求。
It is to stir us so that we can rise up and pursue very diligently.
我想在这个年尾啊,我们一同聚集在主的跟前,
I believe that at the end of this year, that as we're gathered together in the presence of the Lord,
我们实在感觉这个年日转换的时候,主对我们有重要的提醒。
We feel that as the days are changing and moving forward, the Lord gives us a very serious reminder.
我想我们实在很需要被提醒。
I think that indeed we need much reminder.
我们实在很需要被激发。
Indeed, we must be stirred up.
因为虽然我们好像过去的年日听了很多的道,
even though it seems as if days past we have heard much preaching,
可能对大多数弟兄姊妹来讲的话呢, 很快都忘记了。
And perhaps for most of brothers and sisters, we have forgotten most of what we have heard.
所以彼得觉得这个提醒很重要。
Therefore, Peter thinks this reminder is extremely important.
那么有的时候呢, 我们也会在主跟前在属灵上会有停顿。
Now sometimes, when our experience with the Lord, we might be stagnant in our walk with Him.
所以我们也需要激发。
Therefore, we must be stirred up.
我们晓得我们堕落的人性里面,
we know that in our fallen nature,
我们有妄性, 我们也有惰性,
that we are very forgetful and we are also very lazy.
我们有很多的事情呢, 很容易就忘记,
we are very easily will forget many things.
那个该记得的记不得,
we cannot remember what we need to remember.
但有的不该记的东西呢, 又忘不掉,
yeah, sometimes those things we ought to forget, we still have in mind.
所以我们有这个麻烦,
and we have this trouble.
我们特别在属灵的事情上忘得特别快,
and especially in spiritual matters, we forget very quickly.
所以彼得知道我们的软弱,
Peter knows our weakness.
因为彼得自己曾经也在软弱中,
because Peter himself was also in such weakness.
所以在他老年的时候, 他快要寻道的时候,
therefore in his elderly age, before he was being martyred,
他说呢, 我应当在这里啊, 提醒你们, 趁着我还在这个帐篷的时候,
he says, while I'm yet still in this tabernacle, I ought to bring you to remembrance,
提醒你们, 激发你们,
to bring you into remembrance and to stir you up.
不要这个随意的就忘记了主在我们身上,
that we will not easily forget the grace which the Lord has upon us.
也让我们不随意的在一些情况里面就停顿下来,
that we will not very easily remain at a point in our walk.
所以我觉得这个提醒和激发对我们今天来讲 是非常的重要。
Therefore, I do feel this reminder and this stirring up is extremely important for us today.
我想每一次的聚会可能都是主对我们一次重新的提醒。
I believe each time as we gather together, in fact, is a reminder from the Lord.
也许有些道弟兄姊妹们觉得说这个好像都听过很多遍。
Perhaps many times brothers and sisters may feel I've heard this message many times before.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我们需要一再的被提醒。
But brothers and sisters, we must be reminded repeatedly.
虽然我们知道，但是很容易就忘记了。
Yes, we may have known, but very easily we have forgotten.
啊，有很多的时候我们不自觉的光景，我们就停顿下来。
Many a times, even unknowing to us, we stop.
世界的引诱。
The temptations of this world,
许多的难处,
many difficulties around us that will discourage us. Unknowingly, then we just remain at a standstill.
所以彼得在这里呢，他趁着他还在帐篷的时候，就是他活着的时候，他要做一件很重要的事情。
Therefore, Peter says, while he is still living, while he is in his tabernacle, he has to do something very important.
他要来提醒我们。
He is here to remind us.
他要来激发我们。
He wants to stir us up.
其实弟兄姊妹，我们看见保罗写提摩太后书的时候，也是这个用意。
In fact, brothers and sisters, when we look at Paul when he wrote 2 Timothy, he had the same intentions.
当约翰写约翰一二三书的时候呢，也是这个用意。
When John wrote 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, he had also the same intentions.
那么，所以今天晚上呢，我想我们先来看一看这个彼得的这个提醒和他的激发。
Therefore, tonight, let us first look at the reminder of Peter and his stirring us up.
我们都知道彼得后书
We know that 2 Peter
是彼得在殉道之前最末了的一话
is the last words of Peter before he was martyred.
他这个时候呢
at this time
大概恐怕都是八十几岁了
perhaps he is in his 80s.
非常年老
he is very elderly.
那弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters
那么他在这样的年纪
in his elderly age
那个时候正好碰见罗马帝国的逼迫基督徒
It was during the Roman persecution of the Christians.
所以后来我们知道他本来逃出罗马城后来又回来了。
We know that he had escaped out of the city of Rome and he returned.
据说是主把他激发回来。
According to tradition, it was the Lord who stirred him to return.
那么后来呢他就为主殉道了。
And later he was martyred for the Lord.
但在殉道之前呢
But before he was martyred,
他写下彼得后书。
He wrote 2 Peter.
这卷书实在是非常的宝贵。
And this letter is extremely precious.
那么这卷书里面呢
Now in this letter,
那么大致上面来讲给我们大概提了四个重要的点。
As a whole, it gives us four important reminders, four points.
第一个呢他要提醒我们要注意要留意神的呼召。
First, it is for us to take notice, to pay attention to the calling of God.
那么第二个注意呢
The second point we must pay attention to.
从他自己的经历里面告诉我们的，他要把所有的注意都摆在主自己的身上。
That is even in Peter's own experience. The second point is for us to put off our attention, focus on the Lord Himself.
那么第三件事情呢，他要我们防备很多的错误。
And the third thing that Peter reminds us is to be careful of many errors.
那么第四个点就叫我们注意主的再来。
The fourth point is for us to pay attention to the Lord's return.
我想大概来讲彼得后书啊，这有四个大的重点。
Now I feel as a whole in 2 Peter there are these four important points.
那么我们就着这四个重点呢，今天晚上呢和弟兄姊妹们一同有一点的交通。
Therefore, we'll follow in the line of these four points and have some sharing with brothers and sisters.
彼得呢，我们知道在彼得后书里面特别讲到神的国度。
We know that in 2 Peter, Peter emphasizes on the kingdom of God.
那么在这里呢，彼得不是提到这个关于国度的讲论问题。
Peter is not speaking about the matter of the doctrine of the kingdom.
彼得乃是提到进国度的问题。
But Peter is speaking about the entrance into the kingdom.
彼得希望这也是神的呼召，要我们能够丰丰富富的进神的国度。
It is Peter's desire, actually, it is also the calling of God for us to enter abundantly, richly into his everlasting kingdom.
当他提到这个呼召的时候
Now when Peter mentions about this calling,
弟兄姊妹，我们看一下彼得后书第一章的第三节和第四节。
Let us first take a look at 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 3 and 4.
他说神的神能已将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们，皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德召我们的主。因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与 神的性情有份。
According as his divine power have given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that have called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
我们要能够丰丰富富进神的国。
In order for us to enter the kingdom of God abundantly,
我们要明白神的这个呼召。
We must understand this calling of God.
那彼得告诉我们，首先呢，神是用他的能力呢，把生命和前进的事赐给我们。
Now Peter first tells us that God have called us according to his divine power, having given us unto all things that pertain unto life and godliness.
当然他提到这个生命和生命的表现的问题。
Now Peter is speaking about this matter of life and the manifestation of this life.
我们都知道神的国度是借着生命的经历而进入的。
We know that it is by our life and the experience of our life to enter into the kingdom of God.
这是很重要的一件事情。
This is a very important matter.
那么这里提到神先赐。
Now here it speaks of God, it is first God who gives.
然后神呼召,
and then God calls.
然后神再次,
and then God gives again.
哦, 这是很重要的事情。
This is a very important matter.
当我们蒙恩得救的时候, 神已经赐给我们。
When we are saved by grace, God has already given us.
神就根据他所赐的, 神就呼召我们。
And according to what he has given us, he calls us.
这个生命和前进的事已经赐给我们。
He has already given us these things pertaining to life and godliness.
那我们就要认识什么呢? 神要呼召我们能够进入他自己的美德，进入他的荣耀。
Now what is it that we have to understand then? Is God calling us to enter into his glory and virtue?
那我们怎么样能进入这样的光景呢？
How is it that we're able to enter such a condition?
然后呢，神又把极大又宝贵的应许赐给我们。
And then God gives us again, he has given us great and precious promises.
那么弟兄姊妹们，
Now brothers and
sisters, 我们就看见这都是神的工作。
We have seen this is all God's work.
神赐给我们，
God has given us.
然后神呼召我们，
and then God calls us to enter.
然后他就应许我们，
and then he promises us.
弟兄姊妹，我们才能够进入这个丰富。
Then brothers and sisters, are we able to enter such abundance?
所以对于进入神的国度来讲，弟兄姊妹，这是我们需要在生命上面有所经历。
Therefore, as to the entrance of the kingdom of God, it must be experienced in our life.
所以他讲过这个之后呢，
therefore, after Peter shares with us about this,
他下面呢就告诉我们需要分外的殷勤的追求。
And then he shares that we have to give all diligence to pursue.
弟兄姊妹，在前面所讲的这个根基上面，我们需要殷勤的追求。
Brothers and sisters, Peter is telling us upon this foundation, we have to give all diligence to pursue.
这个 Darby 弟兄啊，有一句非常宝贵的话。
Now this brother Darby, he has these very precious words.
当他在解释罗马书的时候，
as he is interpreting Romans to us,
他特别讲到基督徒成圣的经历这一段的时候，
he is sharing especially in the stage of the Christians being sanctified.
他说呢，基督徒在恩典中有当尽的责任。
That in grace, Christians have their due diligence, their responsibility.
因为有很多基督徒常常有矛盾的心里面。
Because many Christians have struggle, have conflict in their hearts.
因为保罗的话也告诉我们，不在乎那定义的，不在乎那奔跑，在乎发怜悯的神。
Because for Paul tells us, it's not the one who runs, and it's not the one who wills, but it's the Lord who gives grace.
那么又有人讲说呢，保罗告诉我们要竭力的追求。
Now, but also Paul tells us that we have to strive diligently.
那我们生活是靠着神的怜悯就可以了呢，还是需要竭力的追求呢？
Then that is the conflict. Do we rely on the mercy of God, or do we have to strive diligently?
是我们的弟兄给我们一句最好的话。
So our brother Darby has given us very precious
words. 他说我们在恩典中有当尽的责任。
He says in grace we have our responsibility.
假设没有神的恩典，
Now without the grace of God,
弟兄姊妹，你我要追求很困难的。
Brothers and sisters, even if you and I were to pursue it, it's very difficult.
用天然的力量是达不到的。
If we use our strength by nature, we cannot attain it.
感谢神。
But thank God.
神先把恩典给我们。
God first gives us grace.
但是在恩典中，我们有当尽的责任。
Yet in grace, we also have our responsibility.
我们乃是在神所赐的恩典里面，我们在这里殷勤的来追求。
It is in God's given grace that we pursue with all diligence.
那彼得在这里告诉我们呢？
Now here Peter tells us.
有八个点。
There are 8 points here.
我相信这个弟兄姊妹都很熟悉。
I believe brothers and sisters are very familiar with this.
有了信心要加上德性。
It says add to your faith virtue.
有了德性又要加上知识,
and virtue of knowledge.
有了知识又要加上节制,
and to knowledge, temperance.
有了节制又要加上忍耐,
and to temperance, patience.
有了忍耐又要加上前进,
and to patience, godliness.
有了前进又要加上爱弟兄的心,
and to godliness, brotherly kindness.
有了爱弟兄的心又要加上爱,
and to brotherly kindness, love.
啊, 中文那个众人的心, 这个是加上去的字, 要, 还要加上爱。
There is a footnote to the Chinese translation about love, but it is to add on love.
所以彼得告诉我们, 在基督徒的生活中间, 你要不断地在这里有追求。
Therefore, Peter tells us, as a Christian in our lives, we have to continue to pursue and add on.
那么这里他提了八个重点。
Here he mentions eight things.
我想我们弟兄姊妹都很熟悉, 这个我不需要详细的解释。
I believe brothers and sisters are very familiar with these. I do not need to go into detail.
但是这里呢, 中文, 用了一个字, 这个在希腊原文里面也有这个加的意思在里面。
In the Chinese translation, it used add on, and in the original Greek also, there is this meaning of adding on.
就是当我们在属灵生活中, 我们有了这个又加上那个, 才证明你是一个殷勤的人。
That is in our spiritual experience, in our spiritual life. If we have this, we add on that, that proves our diligence.
但是请我们注意,
but let us pay attention.
这里所说的这个殷勤的,
this matter of giving all diligence to be diligent.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, this is not a matter of being diligent, busy externally, but it is to be diligent of the life within.
大多数弟兄姊妹们,
many times, brothers and sisters, when we hear this matter of being diligent, very easily we'll think about the external work.
要做很多的事,
we must do many things.
我们要这个外面传福音,
we have to go afar to preach the gospel.
我们要到处跑,
we have to go run around.
弟兄姊妹们,
then maybe we'll feel this is diligence.
我有的时候在主面前觉得很惭愧,
many times I'm ashamed before the Lord.
因为有些弟兄姊妹看我也是常常跑来跑去,
because brothers and sisters might look at me and say that I'm always running around.
他们常常说,
and they say to me, brother son, you labor very hard.
我每次听见这个话,
and each time when this is spoken to me, I feel very ashamed.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, as a Christian,
we are
not to be busy with external matters. Peter reminds us we are to be diligent to our life experience from within. In fact, how many brothers and sisters today are busy with the life within? Many a times we are busy with the external matter. That we have to create so many work in the church for many to do.
但是弟兄姊妹们,
but brothers and sisters, what is important is what is within.
将来神的国度降临的时候,
when the kingdom of God comes,
弟兄姊妹, 忙于里面生命的人,
brothers and sisters, only those who are pursuing within and those who are busy with the life within,
他们才能够丰丰富富进神的国,
then there are those who can enter the kingdom of God abundantly.
彼得告诉我们说,
Peter tells us,
你如果有了这几样的事物,
if you have these things,
你就会结果子,
then you will bear fruit.
你如果假设没有这几件事情的话,
if you do not have these things,
你只是眼瞎的, 你是近视的,
now you are blind, you are nearsighted.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们这是何等重要的一个提醒,
this is such a great reminder,
何等重要的一个激发,
this is such a great stirring up.
我们需要注意自己里面的光景,
we must pay attention to our condition within.
我想今天的基督教常常, 或者地上的教会给我们一个错误的一个印象。
Now I believe Christendom today or the church on earth today give us a wrong conception.
我们忙于许多外面的东西。
We're so busy about with the external affairs.
我们两个手里面好像满了许多的事物。
Our hands are filled with so many tasks.
我们觉得这样是侍奉。
Then we feel this is service to the Lord.
保罗在彼得在他晚年他要离世之前。
No, but Peter before he has to leave this world.
他提醒我们,
he reminds us.
基督徒要注意里面的事情。
Christians must pay attention. Pay attention to your life within.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, only when there's an increase of life within, then what will happen? It is that you're able to enter richly into the kingdom of God.
他说这样做的话呢,
he says, if you do this,
他说呢,
when you give diligence to make your calling and election sure,
并且彼得用很肯定的话告诉我们说呢,
and then Peter tells us very confidently, for if you do these things, you shall never fall.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
我想彼得讲到这个坚定不移，永不失脚。
I believe when Peter says that when you do these things, you shall never fall。
这个对彼得来讲
，for Peter，
曾经是惨痛的经历和回忆。
It is a painful experience and memory for Peter。
我们知道彼得的个性呢，并不坚定，并不牢靠。
We know that in Peter's own personality, he is not someone who is sure, who is trustworthy.
在新约圣经里面
，in the New Covenant，
我们晓得除了主耶稣的事这个记载之外，恐怕最多的就是彼得。
I believe besides the matter recording concerning our Lord Jesus, it is most recorded about Peter.
我们看见彼得有多次的跌倒。
We see so many times that Peter had fallen.
主耶稣在路加福音二十二章三十二节那里说。
In Luke 22:32, the Lord says,
彼得主对他们说呢，他说撒旦要得着你们，要塞你们像塞麦子一样。
The Lord says to Peter and to the disciples that Satan wants to gain you to sift you like wheat.
那么主说我已经为你们祷告。
And the Lord says I have already prayed for you.
那么等以后回头的时候，你要坚固你的弟兄们。
That when you return, you will have to build up your brothers.
我们晓得若是没有主耶稣基督的代祷啊。
No, we know that if the Lord Jesus does not intercede for us.
彼得根本站不住脚的。
And Peter was not able to
stand. 彼得表面上看起来很勇敢的。
Externally, it seems like Peter is very brave.
他就到最后主耶稣这个快要上十字架的时候。
When our Lord was about to go on the cross.
好像彼得表现得非常的勇敢。
It seems like Peter was very brave.
主告诉他们说呢，这个神要击打牧人，羊群就分散。
The Lord tells them that Satan will strike the shepherd and the sheep will scatter.
那么结果呢？彼得说什么呢？他说：“我宁可跟你一起死，我也不会这个离开你。”
What did Peter say? Peter says that even if I were to die with you, I will never depart from you.
那主说啊。
But the Lord says,
鸡叫两遍以前呢，你要三次否认我。
That before the cock crows two times, you deny me three times.
我相信在那个时候，彼得也不相信。
Now I believe even at that moment, Peter did not believe those words.
彼得一定想说，我绝对不会。
Peter would feel, no, I will not do so.
这个鸡叫我就会否认，这个不可能。
Now this is impossible. If the cock was to crow, I will deny you. That is impossible.
但是后来果然呢。
But in fact,
他这个一否认主的时候，这个鸡就叫了两次。
When he denied the Lord, the cock crowed two times.
弟兄姊妹们，他并且是在那里发咒起誓的否认主。
In fact, when he denied the Lord, he swore that he did not know the Lord.
那是一个非常严重的一个跌倒。
That he fell greatly.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
我们晓得主没有责备他。
We know the Lord did not rebuke him.
主老早知道他的情况是怎样。
The Lord knew long ago what would happen to Peter.
主后来看他一眼。
So when the Lord turned to look at Peter,
他受不了，他出去痛哭。
Peter could not take it, so he ran outside and wept bitterly.
弟兄姊妹们，那一次让这个彼得深深的感觉到自己是何等的软弱。
During that experience, Peter knew deeply how weak he was.
他知道一个基督徒要能坚定不移，永不失脚是多么重要。
Peter himself knows for us to be sure that we would never fall, how important that is.
所以我们晓得在那里彼得那次的经历之后，
we know that after that experience of Peter，
其实他后面还有失败啊。
In fact, even after that, Peter had other failures.
后来主耶稣从死里复活了。
Later, after the Lord was risen，
那我们晓得他呢，这个主都向他显现过。
We know that the Lord had appeared to him.
结果呢，他仍旧带着那些门徒们去打鱼去了。
Yet he still took the disciples to go fishing.
后来呢，主在提比亚的海边呢，再次向他们显现。
And then the Lord by the Sea of Tiberias.Again, appeared to them.
所以彼得一再的经历自己的软弱。
Again, Peter experienced his own weakness.
他深深的知道自己里面是不坚固。
He deeply knew how unsure, how unsteadfast he was.
但是感谢主啊。
But thank the Lord.
到五旬节以后。
At Pentecost.
神的灵降临在他身上。
The Spirit of God came upon him.
这是我们看见彼得有一个很大的改变。
And we see such a drastic transformation of
Peter. 他现在知道神用神能把生命和前进的事赐给他。
Now Peter has experienced that God has given him according to his power and might all the things pertaining to life and godliness.
他也知道现在神用极大的应许，用神的灵，那么
Now Peter have experienced the great and precious promises of God through the Holy Spirit. We know from that point on, now Peter truly was transformed into a rock. Now he has become a firm rock.
And
later when Paul met him,
哇, 保罗感觉到这个彼得、雅各、约翰，这个是耶路撒冷教会的柱石。
Paul felt that these three individuals, Peter, John, and James, they were the three pillars of the church in Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，这是保罗的一个感觉啊。
Yeah, brothers and sisters, this is the feeling that Paul had.
就是我们看见彼得的光景有改变。
Yeah, we are able to see how the condition of Peter has transformed.
所以因此呢，彼得在他晚年的时候，
therefore, in this elderly age of Peter,
当他要离开这个世间之前，
when he's about to leave this world,
弟兄姊妹，他把他的经验告诉我们。
Brothers and sisters, Peter tells us of his own experience.
如果我们要丰丰富富进神的国，
if we want to richly enter into the kingdom of God,
弟兄姊妹们，我们必须在这八个点上，这些事情上殷勤的追求。
Brothers and sisters, we must give all diligence to these things, these 8 points.
这是神给我们的恩典。
This is the grace which God has given us.
啊，我想弟兄姊妹们，
I believe, brothers and sisters,
今天我们很多人到了美国这个国度啊。
Now today, many of us have entered the kingdom of the U.S.
我们在来之前呢，有的人是一无所有的。
Now before we arrived, maybe we had nothing.
有的弟兄们告诉我们说啊，他当初来。 美国读书的时候啊，
some brethren might tell us that before when I came to the U.S. to study,
一个手呢拎着书包，
one hand I had my backpack,
另外一个手呢拎了一罐酱油，
and in my other hand I have a can of soy sauce.
因为那个时候啊，你如果在美中这些地方读书的话，要买酱油啊，不大容易啊。
Because in those days, if you came abroad here to study, it's very difficult to be able to purchase soy sauce.
但是经过多年的奋斗之后啊，
but after many years of struggle and hard work,
有的人在这里已经这个家财万贯啊。
Now many have become millionaires.
啊，有的人呢，这个已经是很高的职位。
And they have a very high position.
啊，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
在这个国度里面，你也变得丰丰富富的。
We have become very rich in this kingdom.
但是我们晓得这个地上的国要过去的。
But we realize that this kingdom, the kingdom on earth, will pass away. Is that correct?
今天所拥有的富有，有一天也会变得没有了。
So even all the riches, all the wealth we have today, will become nothing in the future.
我们不是光到了这个国度就到了终点呢。
No, it is not that when we are in this kingdom, we have reached the destination.
圣经提醒我们还有一个国度要来临。
Scriptures remind us there's another kingdom to come.
当初我们进入这个国度的时候，大家是抱着那么雄心大志的。
Now, before when we entered this kingdom, we had great ambitions and goals.
但是为了进入那个国度，你有预备吗？
Yet, for that kingdom that is to come, have we what? How have we prepared?
如果今天主的国就降临，
if the Lord's kingdom comes today,
我们能说我现在可以丰丰富富，
are we able to say that we're able to enter God's kingdom abundantly? How many brothers and sisters have such confidence? Therefore, we're able to see the importance of Peter's reminder. How important it is for Peter to stir us up. We know the Lord's return draws near. Many brothers and sisters, we pray in this way. But yet, have we prepared diligently?
清楚地给我们看见，一个点加上一个点加上一个点。
Peter tells us, shows us very clearly, one point, add on to another, we add on these things.
因为这是彼得的经历。
Because this is Peter's own experience.
现在感谢神。
Now we thank God.
彼得知道他自己可以丰丰富富进神的。
Peter himself knows that he is able to enter abundantly into God's kingdom.
他的心是多么的迫切呢。
How urgent Peter's heart is.
他说，我还在这个帐篷，我还有一点点的机会。 我要抓住这个机会啊，提醒你们，激发你们。
Peter says, while I still have some time, while I'm in this tabernacle, I have to take the opportunity to remind you, to stir you up.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
主耶稣曾经也讲过一句很重要的话。
The Lord Jesus also said these very important words.
人的生命不在乎家道的丰富。
That our life is not depending on how rich, abundant it is.
我们不能因着现在这样的环境， 这样的一种物质享受上的满足，弟兄姊妹们，我们就在属灵的世上停顿了。 Brothers
and sisters, we cannot see how rich we are in physical things in this materialistic world, then we feel satisfied and we remain still.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
真正的丰富，
true riches,
那是在生命的里面。
It is in life, within life.
我觉得你在教会历史上，
I feel that in church history,
我们看见有的弟兄们，他们真是丰富啊。
We see many brethren before us, how rich and abundant they are.
他们在属灵的认识上面， 像保罗一样这么的丰富啊。
In their spiritual knowledge, they are very rich and abundant, as Paul.
有一些基督徒他们在生命的经历上面非常的丰富。
For some Christians, in their experience of life, it is very rich and abundant.
这个不值得我们羡慕吗？
Isn't this something that we should admire?
弟兄姊妹，你羡不羡慕这个呢？
Brothers and sisters, do you admire that?
还是到今天我们还是羡慕，哎呦，人家住了那么大的房子。
Or is it today we admire, oh, what a big house they live in.
他有这么好的职业。
Oh, what a great career he has.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们要接受彼得给我们的提醒。
We have to receive this reminder which Peter gives us.
2005年马上就要结束了。
The year 2005 will come to an end very quickly.
我们要进入一个新的年度。
We will enter a new year.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们实在需要主的怜悯。
Indeed, we need the Lord's mercy.
所以彼得的这个提醒和这个激发，
Therefore, this reminder of Peter,
多么的重要。
The stirring up of Peter, how important it is.
所以我们要求主给我们恩典。
So we have to ask the Lord for grace.
叫我们能追求到一个地步。
So that we can pursue to a point.
我们能够在主的恩召和拣选上坚定不移。
That we have to be sure in our election and our calling.
并且永不失脚。
And that we would never fall.
这样当神的国度来到的时候，我们就丰丰富富的进神的。
Then when the kingdom of God comes, we'll enter abundantly into his everlasting kingdom.
我们晓得这是彼得在彼得后书里面第一个很重要的提醒。
We know this is the first very important reminder of Peter in this epistle.
那么在第一章里面，
in chapter 1 and verse 1,
还有一件事情激发我们的。
In chapter 1, Peter also stirs up to another point.
我们看见这个时候年老的彼得，
we see at this point Peter in his old age.
他回想过去的一生的经历。
He reflects on all his life experience.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
他把他整个的注意焦点摆在一件事情上面。
He put all his attention and focus upon one thing.
那这件事情是什么呢？
What is this one thing?
就是在变化山上的那段经历。
That is the experience he had on the Mount of Transfiguration.
我们知道彼得的一生呢，有很多奇妙的经历。
We know that Peter had many, many wonderful experiences throughout his life.
他的生命中间有很多的神迹奇事。
That in his lifetime, he experienced much miracles and wonders.
他的工作里面呢，也曾经有过很惊人的这种表现。
And in the work of Peter, he did many miracles and signs.
但是很奇妙。
But very amazingly,
这么多的经历的里面，
even in all of Peter's experiences,
哎，我们发现呢，只有一件事情是影响他最深的。
We discover this one thing that influenced him the most.
那就是在变化山上那次的经历。
That is the experience he had on the Mount of Transfiguration.
彼得在晚年中没有提起别的。
Now Peter didn't mention any other thing.
我们知道彼得早年的时候，主来呼召他的时候，
we know that in Peter's early age, when the Lord came to call him,
主就让他经历一个奇妙的一个情况。
The Lord allowed for him to experience this wonder.
他们一夜都没有打着什么鱼，结果主叫他们下网，结果拉上来。那个鱼啊，两个船都几乎装不下。
This miracle was that they were fishing all night. They didn't catch any fish, but the Lord came and told them to set the net down, and they cast the net down and pull up that two boat full boatloads of fish.
但是主开他的眼睛，让他看见自己是个罪人。
But the Lord opened Peter's eyes to see for himself that he is a sinner.
从那天开始起，他就跟随了主。
From that day on, he followed the Lord.
哎呀，我们发现他跟随主这段日子啊，这个真是奇妙的生活。
Now indeed, we can see the days which Peter followed the Lord. That is by wonder.
他经历了好多好多奇妙的事情。
He experienced so much miracles and wonders.
我想弟兄姊妹们读他的故事都觉得很有趣的。
Now I know, brothers and sisters, when we read the story of Peter, we find it very interesting.
比方说有一次
，For example, one time,
那么有人来问说，你们的夫子要不要交人头税，交不交丁税？
Someone came and asked Peter, does your teacher will he paid the tax.
他也没有问主，他就交啊。
Before he even asked the Lord, he says, yes, of course.
这个鸡讲完了之后发现身上没有钱了。
And after he finished his stuff, he had no money.
不好意思，就跑到里面去，主就坐在里面。
And so he can just put his head down, go into the Lord and tell the Lord.
主就说这个圣殿的人头税是向儿子要呢，还是向这个外人呢？
And so the Lord questioned Peter then, for this temple tax then, do they ask from the sons or from the strangers?
但是呢，主不愿意为难他们，主说好了，你去钓鱼吧。
But the Lord did not want to trouble Peter and ask him to go fishing.
看彼得一个奇妙的经历，一钓出来一条鱼，嘴巴咬了一块银币啊。
And again, this is a wonder, a miracle that Peter had. He went fishing, and when he caught the fish, and inside the fish mouth there was a silver coin.
那么还有一次
and then another experience when they're on the Sea of Galilee.
夜半忽然起了风浪
now during the midnight it was the storm, there was a storm.
结果他们就看见主耶稣在那个海面上走过来
and then they saw the Lord Jesus walking on water.
只有彼得一个人呢这么说主啊你让我走到你那里去可以吗
now out of all the disciples only Peter says Lord can I come and walk to you
主说你来吧
and the Lord says come
结果这个彼得就真的爬出这个船就在水面上走
and so indeed Peter got out of the boat and walked on water
我想在整个教会历史中啊
I think throughout church history
恐怕只有彼得一个人在水面上曾经走过
now probably only Peter had walked on water before
再也没有其他人走过
there's no one else who had
那是奇妙的经历啊
now that is a wonderful experience
啊我有的时候常常在想哎呀那个经历很有趣啊。
Now, sometimes I think that is a very interesting experience Peter had.
他在水面上真的走了几步不过后来呢这个没有信心眼睛看了风浪结果要沉下去。
In fact, Peter did walk on the water a few steps, but he lost his faith when he saw the storm about him, and he fell.
把他拉起来。
And the Lord took him.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
到了五旬节以后
after Pentecost
那更是不得了、啊、
now that is even greater
你看见圣灵降临下来的时候
when we see the Holy Spirit come
独独彼得一个人呢得到非常大的这个福音的能力、啊、
we see the great might that Peter had in sharing the gospel
他一站起来讲到三千人得救
when he stood and preached the gospel 3,000 believed
哇到今天呢我们还没看见过这种场面、啊、
now even today we don't see such a great scene
在教会历史上的确也有很多人被主用传福音大有能力
Now in church history, there are many greatly used by the Lord to preach the gospel with great power and might.
但是一场啊，有三千人得救，这个场面也不多见。
But we don't see the scene too often when you preach the gospel, 3,000 would come and believe.
然后呢，结果有五千人得救。
And then Peter shared the gospel again, and 5,000 were saved.
哇，就姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
这个彼得呢？你看见得出这么大的一个能力
We can see the great power that Peter had exercised、
啊、如果是我们的话呢
If for us
哎呀那这个可是兴奋得不得 了
I think we'll be so excited
可能经过了之后马上就组织一个什么彼得布道团有没有
Now, I think after we have such a wonderful experience perhaps we'll make a committee the gospel camp of Peter
哎奇怪了彼得为什么没有弄个彼得布道团呢
？We find it strange that after this great experience, how come Peter did not set up a committee, a camp?
好像彼得没有把这个当作什么大事情。
It seems like Peter didn't seem this as a great sign or wonder.
哇！再过一下，我们看见他跟这个约翰两个人在那个圣殿的美门口将一个生来瘸腿的人起来行走、啊。
And then we see another wonderful experience of Peter when he and John were walking into the temple and he caused the lame to rise up and walk.
哇！再过一下。
And then another experience.
教会里面发生大事情了。
There's great matters in the church.
当大家都把钱拿出来奉献的时候。
And when all have offered their money.
这个亚拿尼亚、撒菲拉两个人呢？居然在彼得的跟前就受到这个权柄的审判倒闭
and then Ananias and Sapphira they were judged in the presence of Peter and they died on the spot
弟兄姊妹今天呢我们回头读都是故事对不对
now brothers and sisters when we read all these accounts today we read it as a story
你能想象得到在那一天这个彼得所有的这种情况吗
but are we able to understand the condition I was in during those days of Peter
弟兄姊妹们过一阵子我们看见他还曾经叫一个死了的人多加从死里复活。
Our brothers and sisters also see the experience of Peter, how he caused the dead to rise.
哇，他走在路上，这个影子照着什么人病就好了。
Now even when he was walking, even when those touched the shadow of Peter, they were healed.
彼得的一生里面有许多许许多多奇妙的经历。
Throughout his life, he had so many wonderful experiences.
但是对于彼得来讲
，But as for Peter,
这许多的经历都赶不上。在变化山上那一次的经历
All these wonderful experiences did not compare to the experience he had on the Mount of Transfiguration.
如果是我们的话呢
If it is for us,
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
我们就可能觉得变化山上那个还没什么那个其他这些经历这了不起。
And perhaps we might feel this experience on the Mount of Transfiguration is not that great, all the others are better.
彼得的神迹只要让我们经历一件
Even if we're able to experience one miracle which Peter performed,
那我们就不得了了。
Oh, how great that would be for us.
如果今天我能一传福音三千人得救
If I was able to preach the gospel today and 3,000 were saved,
不仅弟兄姊妹们都昏了。
Not only brothers and sisters will get so excited and dizzy.
这讲的人也昏了。
Now, even for the one preaching, they will be excited and dizzy.
我们真是不知道这个已经到了什么样的情形。
Oh, how, what an experience that would be.
但是呢，弟兄姊妹，这一切的情况都不能影响彼得里面对变化山上的那一次的
All these wonderful experiences did not compare to the influence which Peter had on the Mount of Transfiguration. We know that at that time, the Lord took Peter and two other disciples onto the mount. And then when Moses and Elijah appeared, Peter was so excited that he spoke very in a confused way. And then he said, let's build three tabernacles, Lord. And even as Peter was speaking, the Lord used a cloud to cover the mountain. And Peter looked up and saw no one except Jesus.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters.
并且神亲自从天上说话,
and God spoke from heaven.
这说这是我的爱子,
God said, this is my beloved son. Obey him.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, these words pierced into the heart of Peter.
经过了那么几十年教会的侍奉，经过了那么多的奇妙的事情的发生。 弟兄姊妹,
throughout all the decades of service, all the ministries, all the miracles, all these words remained in the heart of Peter. Now this words in his heart was what Peter appropriated that gave him the strength to serve in his ministry. Those words from God to Peter during that experience place a very definite goal before Peter. It is just like the words of Paul. Now he has a very clear goal ahead of him. Dear brothers and sisters, no other things would influence him. How important this is. If we do not have such a vision within, brothers and sisters, if God gave us some gifts, some experience, then that is enough and that's finished. We see so many today for the work that is on earth, all the miracles, all the signs, all the gifts, and their work comes to an end because of those. Now Peter is able to experience and go through all the blessings of God.
成了一个最大的一个力量,
because this experience on the mount became the greatest power influence for Peter. Now let me tell you something that is very humorous.
我曾经有一个这个声乐的老师,
now there was this teacher that studied the New Covenant. That is a vocal teacher.
教唱歌的,
he was a vocal teacher.
他呢,对这个音乐呢,有一点这个很痴,
and so he was very mad, crazy about music.
他这个跑到意大利去啊,
so this teacher went to Italy to study music.
他告诉我前前后后他学了40年。
He told me that he have been learning music for over 4 decades.
有一次我在他家里时候他就对我说,
so one time I was at his house and he told me,
他说你看人家送了我好几张歌剧票。
He said, look, many have given me these opera tickets.
他说我不要去听。
I don't need to go and listen to them.
你知道这歌剧票很贵的。
You know these opera tickets are quite expensive.
他说我为什么不去听呢?
And I asked, why don't you go and listen to these opera music?
他说因为我在意大利学声乐的时候,
he said, because when I was taking vocal lessons in Italy,
我的耳朵里面呢有几个纯音,
now in my ear remains several very pure notes, these are notes that are very beautiful.
这是我的老师啊跟我的那个同学啊他们呢这个唱出来的声音在我耳朵里面是纯音。
Now this voice, this music, this note that remains in my ear is sung by my teacher and some of my fellow students.
当然今天我们大家大多数都外行了，什么叫纯音我们也不大懂，对不对？
And of course, many of us don't know what I'm talking about with these notes.
他说这个唱出来的时候，用那个音响的这个仪器测量的时候，它的频率是多少的？
Now when you measure these notes even with the machinery to see how frequent they are,
他说我这个耳朵里面有纯音啊。
So let me tell you that in my ear there's this ringing, this sound that is these pure notes.
他说让这些唱的不纯的人呢，这个歌声那么一唱，我就怕这个纯音跑掉。
So if I go to these opera and listen to these others sing, and if they do not sing it correctly, then I might lose this note in my ear, this ringing that I have.
所以呢，他们送我票，我也不去听。
So even if they gave me these tickets, I would not go.
我打, 当时听的时候，我心里想，这个有点不合理情理吧。
When I heard him explain this, it didn't really seem logical or make sense to me.
一定是你很骄傲，太骄傲。
And I thought perhaps this person is too proud, he's too arrogant.
啊，你看不起人家这些唱歌的人。
And he looked down, despised these other opera singers.
所以你不敢去听。
So he did not want to go.
但是呢，有一件事情我里面很受感动。
But there's this thing that moved me within.
啊，这个给我一个很好的一个提醒。
This gave me a very good reminder.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
彼得。
For Peter,
在变化山上,
on the Mount of Transfiguration,
他听到从万有之上而发出来的一个纯音。
He heard from on high, this voice from God.
这是全本圣经里面的一个纯音。
This is like that pure note, this pure voice from heaven.
我们天上的父亲说,
Our Father in heaven says,
这是我的爱子。
This is my beloved son.
你们要听他。
Hear him.
这是全本圣经里面最纯的一个音。
Brothers and sisters, this is the most pure voice, pure words from heaven.
所以这个纯音进到彼得的里面。
So, such a pure voice, these words entered into Peter.
再没有任何的人事物能影响他。
No other thing or people or event can influence Peter anymore.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你我耳中有这个纯音吗？
Now, do you and I have such a pure voice, this note in our ears?
啊，我们有没有这个纯音呢？
Do we have such in our ears?
我看今天大多数神的儿女都是这样的。
I see that it is like this for many brothers and sisters.
啊，这一阵风吹来了，一件什么事情发生，一下子就往这边去。
啊，there's a great storm and we get blown away with the wind.
过一下这边来的事情呢，他又往这边跑了。
And something else comes from this way and we run the other way.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
自从变化山上之后
，ever since this experience on the Mount of Transfiguration，
神就把再大的神迹奇事、再大的能力摆在彼得的身上。
Even if God gave Peter greater power, greater miracles，
都不会影响他里面的这个标杆。
It did not influence this goal that was set before Peter。
所以彼得在这里告诉我们说
，So Peter here tells us，
他说呢
，He said，
我们在圣山上的时候啊
，He said when we were on the holy mountain，
啊，他说呢，我们亲自听见这个声音从天上来
，And we received from God this voice from heaven。
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
这是父神从这个得荣耀尊贵的时候，从极大的荣光中发出来的声音。
He received from God the Father honor and glory that was from the excellent glory.
这是我的爱子。
This is my beloved son.
是我所喜悦的。
In whom I'm well pleased.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
从那天开始。
From that day on.
父神心中的爱子。
This is the beloved son in God the Father.
也成了彼得心中的最爱。
Has also become the most beloved in the heart of Peter.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
心中最大的喜悦。
And this is the greatest joy that is in the heart of Peter. Because this is the joy of God.
也成了彼得心中的喜悦。
Therefore, it has also become the joy in Peter's heart.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这是很重要的一件事。
This is very important.
当然我们也许说，哎呀，彼得，因为你啊，这个特别怜蒙恩的，所以你有这么个经历啊。
Oh, perhaps you might say, oh, Peter, it's because you have been blessed with so much grace and you have this
experience. 我们的变化山在哪里呢？
Where's our experience with the transformation?
我们怎么可能有这样的经历呢？
How could it be that we would have the same experience?
啊，彼得就告诉我们说。
Now Peter tells us.
他说我们有先知的预言。
He says we have the more sure word of the prophecy.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
有神的话在手中。
Now we have the word of God in our hands.
我们知道当初彼得讲这个话的时候还没有新约。
Now we know that when Peter spoke these words, the new covenant was not yet written.
但是我们手中有旧约。
But now we only have the old covenant.
有先知预言在这里。
Now we have the more sure word of prophecy.
他说你应该留意。
Now pay attention.
啊，就好像在黑夜里面等候晨星出现一样。
It is like we're waiting for the morning star in darkness.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
因为他告诉我们所有神的话语。都是圣灵的感动。
Because Peter tells us all the word of God it is by the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们只要在神的话语上面留意。
So if we pay attention in the word of God,
一样可以得到彼得所得到的经历。
Likewise, we're able to have the same experience as Peter.
这是真的。
This is true.
今天圣灵住在我们里面。
Today the Holy Spirit abides in us.
圣经在我们的手中。
We have the Bible in our hands.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
当我们在主的话语上留意的时候。
When we pay attention in the word of God,
圣灵会开启我们。
The Holy Spirit will open us so that we're able to see the Lord Jesus Christ, that we're able to see God's beloved Son, the one whom God is well pleased. Brothers and sisters, this is a great reminder which Peter gives us in our lives, in our daily living. We must have the Lord Jesus Christ have first place. Today on earth, brothers and sisters, even though we do believe in the Lord Jesus, and we know the Lord abides in us, but many times we listen to what is external. We love the things that is outside of the Lord. All these outward things, they can easily influence us. We see so many dear brothers and sisters in their daily living. They are only influenced by the Lord Himself. The Lord within them, that is their greatest influence. So in Peter's elderly age, he tells us, in all of his abundant experiences throughout his life, but there is no other experience that is even more important than this experience on the Mount of Transfiguration. Now for us who read the story of Peter, it seems like the experience on the Mount of Transfiguration is not such a great thing for us. Now, all these miracles of Peter, that he preached the gospel and many believe, and he raised those who from the dead, and these are more exciting. Dear brothers and sisters, now this revelation on the mountain, it is very important. In fact, we must know, when God gives us a revelation, now this revelation is a commitment. On that day, God the Father did not only say, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." God also said to Peter, the Lord must also be the one whom you love, the one whom you are well pleased. This is my entrust. I'm entrusting this commitment to you. So this is a very important matter. We thank the Lord. Today, likewise, we must see from the word of the Lord, the sure word of prophecy, this morning star. Peter uses this term, the morning star. What does it tell us? It says that the sun is about to rise. Now, this is the prelude to the coming of the kingdom. Therefore, we must pay attention in the Word of God. This is a great reminder. It also stirs us up. Now in chapter 2, Peter tells us, we must be careful of that which is wrong. Now in this entire chapter, Peter mentions three important points. In verse 5, he says this preacher of righteousness. And then in verse 7, he talks about this righteous man. And then in verse 21, he says this is the righteous way. Now, brothers and sisters, these three points, can give us as a reference a very good standard, an absolute standard for our path on earth today.
简单的来说呢，就说第一个，今天我们要注意这些人的教训是什么。
Simply put, the Lord tells us we must first pay attention to what is the teaching of such people.
第二个是注意这个人。
And then the second thing we have to take note of these people is what kind of men they are. And then the third point we pay attention to those who preach is what way are they on.
所以这三件事情呢, 可以作为我们今天在主工作上面的, 一个衡量的一个标准。
So these three things can be a measure for which a standard for us to measure.
我们今天晓得在地上啊,
We know that today on earth, many children of God, they're confused.
有的人道讲得非常好,
Some preach a very good message.
但是弟兄姊妹,
But brothers and sisters, this person's condition may not be right.
有的人呢，这个人很好，道也许对，但路也不对的。
Maybe this person preached very nice, and he's a righteous man, but his way is not right.
所以我们因此呢，在这个艰难的这件事情、接受的事情上面，我们产生很大的困惑。
Therefore, this causes great confusion.
我们晓得有很多时候，当你被引到这个错误里面去的时候，话呢。
We know that many a times we were led on the wrong path.
造成你个人属灵生命，造成整个教会那个无可弥补的一种损失。
It will bring about something that is not mendable, this great harm to you and the church.
彼得特别告诉我们，这些错误会妨害我们进神的国度。
Peter warns us that such error can harm us our entrance into the kingdom of God.
啊，今天在这个地上的教会里面。 我们看见有太多不同的这些讲论。Today
in the church, we see so many different doctrines.
太多不同的人。There
are so many different people.
太多不同的这些团体。There
are different organizations.
弟兄姊妹们，感谢神。Brothers
and sisters, we thank God.
彼得在这里给我们几个点，可以作为很清楚的一个分辨。Peter
gives us a few points here that will give us a very clear discernment.
其实好多年以前，In
fact, many years ago,
我自己里面已经有这么三个点。I
myself had these three points within.
因为很多基督徒跑来问我呢，这个传道人我们可不可以接纳？
Many brothers and sisters can come ask me, brother son, can we accept this servant of the Lord?
我说有三个点。I
said there are three points.
第一个， the first one. 他这个讲论怎样，是不是讲的很纯正的道？
To see the message he is preaching, if it is pure.
第二个，我们看看他的为人如何，他这个人道的怎么样。
And then to see his testimony, how he is like.
第三个呢，看看他所走的路到底是什么路。
Thirdly, look at his path, what way is he on?
有的人呢，你可能只能接受他的讲道。
Now, for some individuals, perhaps you can only accept the message.
那个人呢，你恐怕很难接受他。
Perhaps it is very difficult to accept the person.
有的人呢，人非常好，但那个道讲的乱七八糟。
But perhaps for another individual, you can accept the person, but the message is a mess.
那么你就就着这个人来接纳他。
And so we just accept the person.
有的人呢，
Perhaps for others.
可能呢道也讲得不错，人也不错，但这个路不对。
Their message may be right, their person may be right, but the way is wrong.
我曾经碰见过这样的光景。
Now I have encountered such condition before.
有一个年老的姊妹，
There's this elderly sister.
她在主面前的为人呢，我是没有话说的。
As a witness for the Lord, I have nothing bad to say about her.
实在是一个圣洁的妇人。
In fact, she is a holy woman.
她的生活非常的清洁。
Her life was very holy.
过着非常简单的生活。
A very simple life.
叫你非常的佩服。
And you must admire her for it.
哎呀，每次碰见这个人的时候，你看她世界上很多东西她都不沾染。
When each time I see her, I can see she is not defiled by anything of this world.
并且对所有的基督徒有非常大的爱心。
She also has great love for all the children of God.
这个人呢，你实在是。 觉得可亲可近。
Indeed, you must draw near to individuals like
this. 那么他的教导呢, 大部分也都是好的。
For her teaching, most of her teaching is good.
并且呢, 是很有深度的。
And they have great depth.
弟兄姊妹, 你知道在那个年代里面,
Brothers and sisters, in those days,
有好多青年人跟着他走啊。
There are many young people who follow her.
我旁边有好几个同伴也都跟着他走了。
I had many my contemporaries follow her as well.
但是后来我发现有一件事情。
But later I discovered something.
就她呢，走的这个路啊，这个教会的路啊，我觉得有点问题。
I discovered the way of the church that she was going on. There's some problem with it.
她对我好得不得了啊。
She was very nice to me.
弟兄姊妹们。 按理讲我应该跟他去。
Now, brothers and sisters, by reason, I ought to follow her.
但是我觉得我们前面的弟兄和后来又加上 Sparks 弟兄所带来的这一份的启示，我觉得这个路有点问题。
But because of the doctrine from the brethren before us, and then the sharing from Brother Sparks, I felt this way the sister was on had some problems.
所以我没有跟着去。
So I did not follow on.
所以我就发现今天呢，弟兄姊妹。
So I discovered today, brothers and sisters,
我们在地上所碰见这些光景,
when we meet such conditions on earth today,
当初彼得在世的时候也有这种光景,
even in Peter's days, there were such conditions.
所以彼得在这里给我们提到了义道, 义人义路啊。
Therefore, Peter shows us these three things: the righteous word, the righteous man, and the righteous way.
啊，这个义这个字的原文的意思就是对的。
Now, this word righteousness in the original text, its meaning is what is right, what is correct.
什么叫对的道呢？
What is the word of righteousness?
这个道能够把人引到基督那里去的，这个就是这个道就是对的。
This word which is able to lead others to Christ, then this is the word of righteousness.
什么叫义人呢？
What is the man of righteousness?
那彼得特别在这里举了一个例子啊，用这个罗德举个例子做说他是义人。
Now Peter uses the example of Lot to point out that Lot was a righteous man.
我们知道罗德住在那个索多玛、俄摩拉。
We know that Lot dwelt in Sodom and Gomorrah.
哎呀，这个环境是非常的糟糕的。
It was a very wicked condition.
但是很奇妙的，这个罗德里面呢有一颗义心。
But very amazingly, there was this righteous heart in Lot.
弟兄姊妹们，这个。有这个义心，所以神他称他为义人。
Brothers and sisters, because God had this righteous heart within.
因为他看见这些外面的东西啊，他里面会伤痛。
God called him righteous because he was fleshed in his spirit.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们看见这个世界的败坏这种光景，我们里面有没有伤痛的感觉啊？
Now, brothers and sisters, likewise today, when we see the condition of the world today, are we fleshed in our spirit?
所以你不要小看罗德。
So do not belittle Lot.
我们读圣经常常都觉得这个罗德。
Many times when we read the scripture, we feel, oh, Lot, just put him aside.
这个是难为亚伯拉罕的。
That he was even a trouble for Abraham.
但是呢，很多时候我们赶不上罗德啊。
But many times we cannot even live up to
Lot's standard. 罗德看见这些不义的事情，他里面的义心天天伤痛啊。
When Lot saw these wickedness around him, he was flexed in his spirit daily.
弟兄姊妹们，在圣经的原文里面呢，他这个心字啊是魂字啊，这个它里面一个，它一个魂是义。
Brothers and sisters, in this original text that Lot was flexed, it was in his soul he was flexed daily.
啊，这个魂字呢，就是讲到我们的心思意念情感。
And now that Lot was flexed in his soul daily, the soul speaks of our emotion, our will, and our thought, our mind.
他住在索多玛、俄摩拉。
Lot dwelt in Sodom and Gomorrah.
但是他这个里面的心思意念情感不属于他们的。
Yet his mind, his will, his thought was not that of Sodom and Gomorrah.
你看今天我们生活在这个时代中多么的可怕。
Look at the wicked world that we're living in today.
我们不仅生活在这么一个不正常的邪恶淫乱的时代里面。
Do we not live in a perverse and wicked generation today? That is abnormal.
我们的心思意念情感呢，都跟这些东西好像打着。结合在一起。
Our thought, our mind, and our will, is it connected with all these things that surround us?
所以这个罗德呢，他有一颗义心。
So for Lot, who had a heart of righteousness.
所以彼得称他为义人。
Therefore, Peter calls him Lot the righteous.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
今天在神的百姓中间。
Today, amongst God's children.
我们知道在各个不同的聚会情况里面，也有很多爱主。
We see that in various locations, there are many brothers and sisters who dearly love the Lord.
有的人他们的生活的确是非常的非常的正直，非常的清洁。
For some individuals, their daily living is very upright and very admirable.
那么这些是义人。
They are men of righteousness.
啊，所以呢，我们今天呢，也跟他们之间呢，你可以能有一些的交通。
Therefore, we're able to have fellowship with such individuals.
那么这个义路呢？
Now this way of righteousness.
弟兄姊妹们，是在神眼中看为正的路。
Brothers and sisters, this is the way which God is deemed correct by God.
那么当然在这里他也提到了这个一个例子。
Of course, here it also gives us another example.
那么这里呢，看见这个比尔的儿子那个巴兰。
This example shows us Balaam the son of Peor.
啊，他贪爱不义的事情。
He loved that which was unrighteous.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，我们知道。他为着得一点好处，结果呢，接受了那个一个外邦君王的那个给他的托付，结果呢，让以色列百姓陷在罪恶里面。
Because of the benefit which Balaam gained, he from the king of the Gentile king for his wages, he put Israel in a way of harm.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Therefore, brothers and sisters,
彼得在这里提醒我们。
Peter reminds us
要防范一些错误的东西带给我们的影响。
We must be very careful of these ways of errors that, and the influences which they bring us. If we want to enter the kingdom of God abundantly,
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
感谢神,
we thank God.
彼得根据他的经历,
Peter, according to his own experience, tells us. He reminds us of these things.
在他们那个时代的里面,
in Peter's days,
已经有很多的假师傅、假先知出来了。
There are already many false teachers and prophets.
那么也有许许多多的人的光景生活非常的混乱。
And many of their condition, their daily living was a total mess.
也有很多人呢，这个路走的，非常的不能讨主的喜悦。
And many was on the way of error that cannot please the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters.
那么彼得因此用这个来提醒我们。
Therefore, Peter uses such things to remind us.
给了我们一点点的这个准则,
also has given us a standard.
我们可以依据这个可以有一点点的分辨。
And by this, we can have some discernment.
当然最好的情况就是这个人也对，这个道也对，这个路也对，那是最好啊。
Of course, the best case scenario would be that the word of righteousness is there, the man of righteousness is there, and the way of righteousness is there, and that would be best.
哎呀，我们实在感觉在今天这个时代里面，
Indeed, we feel in today's generation,
要能好好的跟随主啊，
in order to follow the Lord well,
非常的不容易，
it is not easy at all.
非常不容易，
it is not easy.
我们很需要有一种属灵上的分辨，
we must have spiritual discernment.
所以呢，在这里哈，
so here,
一方面彼得是严厉地指责这些人，
on the one hand, Peter greatly rebuked such individuals.
但是对我们来讲也是一个
As for us, it is a very good reminder.
那不仅这样啊,
not only this,
那么彼得还有一个重要的一个提醒,
Peter also has a very important reminder for us.
就是我们要注意主的再来,
that is, we have to pay attention to the matter of the Lord's return.
这个我想在1900多年以前, 彼得里面已经有很深的一个感触,
I feel that even over 1900 years ago, Peter had this great thought within.
在当时呢，他们已经提到这个末日主要再来的事情。
Even in those days, they are speaking of the last days of the Lord's return.
但是呢，有很多人呢讥诮、轻看这个东西。
But many mock and belittle this matter.
我想在今天地上各地的教会里面，关于主再来的信息，实在是
I believe today around the world many churches have spoken much about this matter of the Lord's return.
但是我们在主的跟前, 我们的态度是如何呢?
But in the presence of the Lord, what is our attitude?
我们说, 哦, 今天早晨讲到的题目叫做主再来。
We might say, today's topic is the Lord's return.
我们说, 哎, 不错, 今天讲得很有道理。
We might feel that's a great message, it's great.
但是回到家里去之后呢，回到工作里面去之后呢，完全没有任何的影响。
But we go home, we go back to work, no influence at all.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这是今天在地上一个非常危险的一个情况。
That is a very dangerous situation for us today.
主的话已经一再的提醒我们。
The word of the Lord repeatedly reminds us.
这个地上也有很多兆头出现。
That there are many signs in this world.
我们 即使里面提不起这样的一种的感觉要祷告,
if we do not have this urge, this prompting within, we must pray.
我最近也是有时候在主面前祷告,
recently I have also prayed in this way before the Lord.
主啊,
I say, Lord,
为什么我对你的再来啊?
Why is it that my feeling toward your return,
我没有这么深刻的感觉呢?
I do not have such a deep feeling toward it.
像使徒们那个感觉这么
Why is it my feeling is not as urgent as the apostles?
我们即使用着许多的兆头在这里讲，好像这个里面的这个感觉始终提不起来呢。
We can share on so many signs that we see, yet the energy is not there.
弟兄姊妹，我们要祷告。
Brothers and sisters, we must pray.
我们需要在主跟前要能警醒。
We must be alert in the presence of the Lord.
这些人当初在那里，他们不仅他们讥诮。
These people during Peter's days, they mocked.
他们 根本在那里就无所谓。
They felt it was not a matter at all.
但是你看彼得在这里四次提到亲爱的弟兄啊，亲爱的弟兄啊，彼得心里面是多么的迫切。
But here you can see Peter uses these words repeatedly to remind us the urgency in his heart. He said, Beloved, beloved.
我们知道在这里,
we know that here,
关于主的再来啊,
for the Lord's return.
这个彼得有个很奇很很特别的神给他的一个启示。
God has given Peter a very special revelation.
在第三章第八节那里。
In verse 8 in chapter 3.
他说亲爱的弟兄啊有一件事你不可忘记。
But beloved.
一如千年千年如一。
But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day.
这是彼得所得着的，神给他一个很特别的一个启示。
This is a very special revelation given by God to Peter.
是关于时间的运用的问题。
It has to do with the use of time.
弟兄姊妹们，当我有一天读到这里的时候，我里面实在充满了感谢。
Brothers and sisters, one day when I read these words, I was filled with thanksgiving.
用神来计算年日啊。
Because,
跟我们人计算年日不一样。
Because God's numbering of the days is unlike ours.
所以我觉得这是一个恩典的一个计算。
Therefore, I feel this is a numbering of grace.
那么我们可以这样说，如果你今天呢活在主里面呢，真的活了一天呢，主用一千年来算。
Now we can put it in this way. If we live in the Lord for one day, we dwell in His presence, it is as if 1,000 years. Now, if you did not live in the presence of the Lord,
弟兄姊妹们，你活了一千年，主看着跟差不多一天。
Brothers and sisters, if you were to live 1,000 years but not abiding in the Lord, it is as one day with the Lord.
这是主的眼光。
This is the view of the Lord.
我们要感谢神。
And we thank God.
这个给我们一个很大很大的一个鼓舞。
It gives us great encouragement.
我们晓得弟兄姊妹们，神是我们的父亲。
We know that brothers and sisters, God is our Father.
按照圣经的这个启示告诉我们。
According to the revelation of the Bible, it tells us.
神是为着每一个神的儿女都预备产业。
God has prepared inheritance for all His children.
这是在我们父亲呢，这个在创世前。他拣选我们时候已经给我们预备了产业。
That is God, our Father, even before the foundation of the world, before He has called us, He has prepared such inheritance for us.
因为我们的父亲太富有了。
Now because our Father,
万有都是他的。
Is too abundant, all is His.
他好像地上的这个有钱的父母一样。
It is just like wealthy parents on earth.
如果我们有好几个孩子的话呢？那么我们早早的就肯定就想着，每个人要给他一份产业。
For wealthy parents on earth, if they have many children, even long ago, they have prepared inheritance for all their children.
即使像我这个穷爸爸，我给我两个儿子，我想将来也是每个人给他一点的。
Of course, even for someone who is not wealthy like me, but I have two sons, and I will give them something.
这是父亲，对不对？
This is a father.
神是父亲。
Now God is our father.
是神给我们每个人都有产业。
God has given each of us our inheritance.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
因此在旧约圣经里面
，therefore in the old covenant，
我们看见当神把以色列人带到迦南美地之后
，we see that after God led the Israelites into the beautiful land of
Canaan。那么在约书亚记里给我们看见，就是每一个神的儿女，以色列人都有产业。
In the book of Joshua shows us that all the Israelites, all God's children, they have their inheritance。
但是神知道我们这些人呢。
But God knows how troublesome we are.
那给你的产业呢？过不多久，有的就失落掉。
Perhaps God has given us our inheritance. Not long after, we lose it.
所以，因此神在这个那里定了一个很重要的一个规定。
Therefore, God has set a very important principle there.
每过五十年有一个禧年。
That every 50 years there is the year of jubilee.
那么到了禧年的时候呢
？Now in the year of jubilee，
那么你原来所有一切的产业，弟兄姊妹们，通通要归还给你。
Now all the inheritance which you have and you have lost must be returned to you。
啊，不管那个人呢，当初是用多少价钱买的，现在的免费要还给你。
Now regardless of how much of value the price they have paid for your inheritance， they must give it back to you。
这是旧约圣经里面一个很特别的一个思想。
Now that is a very special thought that is in the old covenant.
但是这是一个恩典的思想。
But that is a thought of grace.
弟兄姊妹们，在神的救恩里面。
Brothers and sisters, in the salvation of God.
我们基督徒常常注意的只不过是救，而没有注意那个赎字。
As the matter of for Christians, we pay attention to the word of save in salvation, but not the word of redeem in redemption.
你要知道。这个救赎啊，神不仅把我们救出来，神还要把我们赎回来的。
You know this matter of redemption, God not only saves us, but He also redeems us.
这是神极大的恩典。
Now this is a great grace from God.
神永远给我们机会。
That means God always has a chance for us.
你可以把以往所失去的通通可以补回来。
Perhaps we have lost everything, but God gives us a chance to redeem it all back.
弟兄姊妹在这里。
Brothers and sisters,
彼得说，神看一日如千年，千年如一日。
God says that He sees one day as a thousand years, a thousand years as one day.
包括这个恩典的思想在里面。
Yeah, this is the thought of grace.
你过去所失去的。
In the days past which we have
lost. 要今天你能够重新振作起来。
But if today we rise up and stand forth again.
那么你在活在主里面。
And we abide in the Lord.
他可以把你过去所失去的统统把你赎回来。
The Lord is able to redeem all the days that we lost for us.
啊，这是何等的思想。
Oh, what wonderful thought this is for us.
我们知道。在进入永世之前拿一个千年的国度、
啊、We know that before we enter eternity there is the kingdom of a thousand years
这个千年国度也被称作什么千禧年
Now we know this kingdom of a thousand years is called the millennium、
啊、这个千禧年是用来做什么的
Now what is this period of the millennium for
就怎么样当然是奖赏一些爱主的弟兄们
Brothers and sisters Of course that is a reward for brothers and sisters who love the Lord
还有一个重要的思想
But there's also a very important thought that goes with that
用来赎回所有的产业
And that is during this period of the millennium it is for us to redeem the lost inheritance
啊，所以到将来永世来到的时候
So when eternity comes
那么所有你父亲原先在他计划中所给你的产业就统统归还给你。
Therefore, in that period, if we lost all the inheritance, that is when the Father will redeem it back for you.
但是如果今天你在地上不够爱主的话呢
？But if today we do not love the Lord,
可能到了千年国度里面的时候呢
？Perhaps in the kingdom,
你的产业归别人享受了。
Our inheritance might be enjoyed by others.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
所以。彼得提醒我们要注意这个末后时代的光景。
Peter reminds us to pay attention to the last day.
时间是重要的因素。
Now time is a factor.
弟兄姊妹们，我们必须要学会在时间中跟随主。
Brothers and sisters, we must learn to follow the Lord in time.
所以我就说，我们已经来到年尾。
Now I say again, we're at the year's end.
神定日子，定节期。
Now God has set the days and the season and the years.
都是对我们是一个提醒。
It is all a reminder for us.
弟兄姊妹们，我们希望。在这一年还没有过去。
It is our hope before the year ends.
啊，我们在这两天的里面。
In these 2 days.
就是我们能把过去一年所失去的，统统把它赎回来。
Brothers and sisters, may it be that if we have lost anything throughout the years, we can redeem it in these last 2 days.
啊，这是多么宝贵的一件事情。
How precious this would be.
当然，这里面也包含着一个意义。
Of course, there's also another meaning here.
因为主的应许没有成就。
Now, because the Lord's promise has yet to come.
有人在单言。
And he tarried.
他单言。
And others think that he tarried.
他其实不是单言，他是宽容。
In fact, he is not delaying, but he is having patience.
因为对神来讲的话，千年如一日，一日如千年。
Because to God, a thousand years is at one day, and a thousand days is a year.
他在宽容我们。
He has patience toward us.
所以这是一个何等大的一个恩典。
What a great grace this is.
那么弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我想关于其他的一些点弟兄姊妹都很清楚主来说像贼一样
Now, I think we're familiar with all the other points when the Lord comes he comes as a thief
我们这个已经听了很多很多遍
and we have heard these words many many times before
今天晚上彼得又再次提醒我们
again Peter uses these words to remind us
再次激发我们
it is to stir us up
主来是要偷好东西
that when the Lord comes he is to rob the good things
那么我们是不是好东西呢
now are we those good precious things
主来了是不是把我们偷去呢
now when the Lord comes does he take us away like a thief
我想这个我们需要被提醒的
this is a reminder we must be reminded of
我们需要在主面前注意这些事情
we must be reminded of these things
并且他告诉我们到那日啊必有大有响声废去所有形质都被烈火消化
and Peter also reminds us there will be a great noise and everything will be burned
其上的物都要烧尽
and everything will be burned up
我们真是稀奇啊
now we are amazed
1900多年以前一个打鱼的人呢
even 1900 years ago this fisherman
他讲了一句20世纪科学的话
he spoke these words that are used in science today
这神给他的智慧
now this is the wisdom given to Peter by God
这个是今天我们将要面临地上所有的一些的情况。
These are the very things that we have to face today on earth.
所以呢，他告诉我们说，你们为人该当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔。
Therefore, Peter reminds us, beloved, seeing that you do these things, that you have to be diligent to be found of him in peace.
然后主还给我们一个恩典。
And then the Lord also gives us another grace.
用今天我们在地上一些美好的光景，能够催促主的早日的再来。
That we're able to use our condition on earth today, our good condition today, to hasten His return.
我想这个我们不需要再多讲了。
I think we don't have to go into that in detail.
我记得从那一次 WCCC 聚会完之后。
I remember from a message in the West Coast Christian Conference.
我常常听见很多弟兄姊妹祷告,
I hear many a times brothers and sisters praying this way. Lord, may it be that we will hasten your return.
感谢主,
we thank the Lord. These words have entered into our hearts. I believe that is a wonderful grace.
啊, 因此呢, 也对我们是一个很大的一个激励。
It is also of a very great encouragement for us.
但是确实今天主还没有回来。
But in fact, the Lord is not yet returned. What is it that we must continue to do? We must continue to be diligent. Now, Peter especially encourages us. In chapter 3, verse 14, there he says,
亲爱的弟兄啊,
wherefore, beloved,
你们既盼望这些事,
seeing that ye look for such things,
就当殷勤,
be diligent,
使自己没有玷污, 无可指责, 安然见主,
that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless.
这是给我们讲到还需要殷勤的追求。
This still, he tells us, we must continue to pursue with all diligence. Brothers and sisters, pay attention to our condition within.
到底我们这个人是不是预备好了，能够安然的见主呢？
In fact, can we be found of him in peace?
他说, 并且要以我主长久忍耐为得救的因由。
And account that all the suffering of our Lord is salvation.
主的日子还没有来到。
Before the day of the Lord comes,
我们还需要忍耐,
we must have long suffering.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们的耐心是很有限的,
our patience is very limited.
我常常讲,
many times I say,
我们人的忍耐是最小的,
now man's patience is most little.
魔鬼也很有忍耐啊,
now even the devil has greater patience than us.
魔鬼有很大的忍耐啊,
now the devil has great patience.
圣经讲说这个魔鬼有着像狮子一样的要吞吃人的,
sometimes it says for us in the scriptures that the devil is like a roaring lion to devour us.
啊, 你知道这个动物啊, 它要捕食这个食物的时候,
you know, for an animal that is to capture its prey, they have to have great patience.
它有的时候伏在那个草中啊, 盯着那个芦物, 一盯着盯上几个钟头都不动一下。
The predator perhaps will have his eyes set on the prey for hours without any movement.
所以你要晓得, 今天的仇敌也是相当的有忍耐,
therefore we must realize what great patience our enemy has today.
我们用我们的忍耐要去对付仇敌的忍耐, 弟兄姊妹们, 我们是没有办法胜过他。
Brothers and sisters, we try to use our own patience to deal with the enemy's patience.
他有极大的忍耐,
there is no way we can overcome him. He has greater patience than we do.
但是感谢神,
but we thank God.
我们神有无限的忍耐,
God has unlimited, infinite patience.
所以我们要用神的忍耐,
so we must use the patience of God to deal with this patience of the enemy.
And
then we're able to overcome the enemy.
但今天的主的日子好像看起来一天天还都没有显现。
But it seems like today the day of the Lord has yet to appear day by day.
所以我们需要有长久的这个忍耐。
Therefore we must have long suffering.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们要感谢神。
We have to thank God.
神借着彼得 在他还没有离世之前,
God through Peter, before Peter departs from this world, God gives us a great reminder. God gives us an important stirring up.
所以他最后他说啊,
at the very end, Peter says,
他说啊, 他17节说, 亲爱的弟兄啊, 你们既然预先知道这事就当防备, 恐怕被恶人的错谬,
verse 17, Peter warns, ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. Again, Peter reminds us of the importance of our steadfastness in the Lord as his children. But not only are we steadfast,
他说,
but also go in grace and grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
所以在这个末了的时代,
therefore, in this last days,
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, we must understand that these words of Peter is an important reminder for us.
那么神的国度很快就要降临,
the kingdom of God will come quickly.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, we must pursue with all diligence,
让我们在主耶稣基督的恩典里面,
that we would grow in his grace and his knowledge.
所以我觉得彼得在他快要寻道的时候,
therefore I do feel before Peter is about to be martyred,
他留下了他心中最
He has left us the greatest burden in his heart.
那么这个负担呢,
and this burden,
作为
It is both a reminder and a stirring up for the saints throughout the ages. I do feel we need to be reminded. We need to be stirred up. May, in these few days, may the Lord be able to renew us, refresh us in our spirit. So that once again we're able to stand up from our laziness. That in our spiritual lives we can be one who is diligent. So that when the Lord returns, that each one of us can enter abundantly into His kingdom. Let us bow our head for a word of prayer.
主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving.
你借着使徒彼得给我们有多么美好的提醒和激发。
Through the Apostle Peter, you give us such a wonderful reminder and stirring up.
我们愿圣灵在里面激发我们。
May the Holy Spirit stir us up within.
让这些话在我们里面发光。
So that these words will illuminate within us.
主啊，当这个时代已经来到末了。
Lord, when these are the last days.
我们实在应当注意。
We need to pay attention to the coming of your kingdom.
当我们缺少力量,
that when we lack strength,
当我们的感觉软弱的时候,
when we feel weak,
愿你在我们里面施恩给我们,
may you give us grace within.
主啊，愿这几天我们实在能蒙恩在你的眼前,
Lord, may it be that we find grace and favor in your eyes these few days.
使我们整个属灵的光景能够得到更新,
that our spiritual condition can be renewed.
主，我们谢谢你,
Lord, we thank thee,
把我们聚在这个地方,
that you have gathered us here.
相信你有你自己的美意,
we believe you have your good will.
主啊，你绝不要让
Lord, you would not allow for this year 2005 to go away easily. May it be that you will transform our condition before you. Lord, once again we commit ourselves to you. May it be we will be like the apostles past. That after their days come to an end, that they have entered into such abundance, that they can enter your kingdom with joy. Lord, we also desire that as your kingdom comes today, that we may enter your kingdom abundantly. Lord, lead us. Give us grace. We thank thee, Lord. Listen to our prayer. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.